The man accused of sexually extorting BC teenager Amanda Todd has been found guilty on all charges, including child luring, child pornography, extortion, and harassment.
Was it worth it to terrorize a little girl and make her hurt so much that it destroyed her world? Was it worth it to leave her broken down and ostracized to feel so lonely deep inside she took her only life? Was it worth it to make her parents cry so many days and nights and watch the world realize what you had done to her online? Was it worth it to have no real defense because everyone condemns what you did, so now you'll spend so many years behind those walls? Reminded of the fate you pushed on her that shaped her life and led to mass amounts of hate, abuse, and bully tactics. Tremendously she hurt. You traumatized this girl and took the very breath from her. And no one will forgive you. The fist of God should hit you. History and life itself should spit on then forget you. But she will be remembered. Her legacy remains while you are just a stain who sits there locked up in that place. Time is not a friend to you. Days will crawl on slowly. Take the chance to beg forgiveness, even read what's holy. Ask Christ to shed you of the sin that you've committed. Then hear him scoff and say, fuck off, hell no bitch, forget it. What you've done was more than wrong, and you will face the wrath for the acts which you have perpetrated, and there is no going back. There is no absolution or a chance at restitution. The only resolution for you is an execution. Because years are not enough. Decades, centuries, and even eons aren't enough. Nothing will be just, the damage can't be fixed. A cell is where you'll sit, but hell is where you should be kicked. To feel the pain you gave her, a child you tormented. The loneliness she felt was bred from you and left cemented in her mind for years. It broke her heart and stole her tears. For that alone you should be swallowed up by all her fears. And as the world cheers to see you sentenced, I sit here still the same, not capable of feeling different. I'm not even able to pretend to be at peace, because you being allowed to live will never sit well with me. No matter what they tell me, jail for you isn't fair. You keep breathing air that she can't. The hole you made is still there, forever, never to be repaired. No one can make this right. She was a light we lost. To deal with you, the cost she paid was too high. And though I try, I just can't hold my tongue and be polite. The truth is that I hope you're recognized while you're inside. I hope someone realizes what you've done and works their magic and teams up with others who intend to make you vanish, with plans to leave you damaged so bad nobody can bandage, knock you down and show you savagery you cannot imagine, leave you gasping for breath. But they keep hitting, you deserve it. Every single bit of pain is yours because you've earned it. Every kick against your head, every punch into your chest, every snapping sound you hear from every bone as you collect bruises and broken open wounds that leave you doomed. As more and more come soon to turn this room into your tomb. Nobody speaks, they only strike. One by one you cannot fight. You cry and beg them all to stop, but they will not comply until there's no chance you will live. And every part of you is cracked until your moments from a final gasp and then a fade to black. Your eyes are staring through the crowd who put you down there on the ground. Their cheers are loud and they are proud, but unaware she's standing there without a sound. She watched as you got what you truly deserve. Beaten till your DNA hurts and you're stomped from this earth. You stare at her afraid. She looks away disgusted from the one who fucked up a young girl's life for nothing. Her voice appears before your last breath and you heard it. She simply asked you, was it worth it? You wanted to see a little kid naked so bad that you tormented her until her life was completely ruined. And she killed herself because of the shit you put her through. The shit you sent her into. And now you're sitting in jail as well. That's what it was worth. She did not deserve any of the shit that she went through. Not at all. And because of you, two parents, they've lost their child. A brother has lost his sister. They will never get to see her again. All because of you. And your deep need to see naked 11 and 12 year old girls. honestly, deep in my heart, hope you die in prison. You deserve the death penalty. Anyone who disagrees with me can shut the fuck up. Because this motherfucker does not deserve to live.